It's shortly after midnight in London on the 2nd of September, 1666. There's been no rain for weeks, and the warm night air is thick with the odors of various trades. Butchers, fishmongers, tanners. Shop signs creak in the growing wind. Halfway along the street, one swinging board advertises the bakery of Thomas Farriner. Like most of the shops of Pudding Lane, his is a three-story building. It's made of timber and panels of wattle and daub, a lattice of wooden strips overlaid with clay and straw. And, as in the other shops, Farriner and his family are asleep in the bedrooms upstairs. Suddenly, he is woken by his son, who runs into the room shouting. It's then that Farriner smells it, the scent everyone in this city dreads even more than the raw sewage and offal in the gutters. It's the smell of burning.
Selection for the SAS is a test like no other. To find the best, it takes men to a world far from our own.
Every human is breakable, but we're looking for those that are the hardest to crack.
In this series, an elite team of ex-Special Forces soldiers is putting 25 civilians through the toughest stages of selection.
Yeah, under. Let's go!
Each task is based on the real process. Each recruit must go beyond the physical.
I think I need a cry.
To come face to face with their true character.
Keep going.
Our lives are overrun with tough-talking, know-it-all experts, handing out advice on just about everything.
We also have many videos.
But what happens when you take two experts who fundamentally disagree with each other's practices and challenge them to put their rival philosophies to the test? This program is where these experts finally meet their match. Two of the country's top weight loss experts are about to go head-to-head to prove that they know the best way to tackle obesity.